Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. And then there were three, unless a fourth candidate emerges in a potentially brokered Republican convention in Cleveland this summer. Let's assess the roster with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, let's start at the top. Donald Trump, love him or loathe him? And there are many in either category.
Well, there's certainly more that dislike him than like him. And I'm talking now about national ratings, not just among Republicans, but I'm looking at how he is perceived by all national adults. And he has the most negative evaluation, the most negative image of any candidate who won their party's nomination since we've been measuring favorable and unfavorable ratings in this same way. And that goes back to about the 92 election. Right now, 64% of Americans say they have an unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump. 30% have a favorable opinion, more than 2-to-1 negative. Among Hispanics, Trump's negative is up around 80%, and among African Americans, it's about the same. Those are much more negative than for other Republican candidates among those two communities. And of course, when you look at the Democratic candidates, Hispanics and blacks are much more positive, particularly blacks are much more positive about Hillary Clinton. So part of Trump's issue here is that he has these extraordinary negatives among minorities in this country, non-whites, much more so than the other Republican candidates that we've tracked. So this is not just an issue of his being a Republican.
Some opponents of Donald Trump cite what they contend to be him being short on specifics. Now, we do know he's calling for a massive tax reform. How does that resonate with voters?
Yeah, good question. As part of what we're really focusing on this year here at Gallup, we've been looking at these candidates' proposals in some depth, seeing how Americans react to them. And you're right, Donald Trump has a very detailed tax reform package if you go to his website, and he talks about it some in his speeches. So we tested some of those components. And actually, I would say the response is muted. How's that? One of the things he says specifically is that I will lower tax rates for all Americans. How's that? And seemingly that would sound great. You know, who could disagree with that? But response to that is it's net positive. In other words, more people say they agree or disagree, but it's not by a huge margin, about 13 points. Well up into the 30% of Americans say they actually disagree with that. And about a fifth of Americans say they don't really have an opinion on it. So that does not get the kind of overwhelming response that one might think it would. Trump's also called for things like reducing the number of tax brackets from the current 7 to the current 4. Americans, a lot of Americans, like 40%, say they don't know enough about that to have an opinion. So that's not striking a strongly positive core. Although among those who have an opinion, it is a little more positive than negative. Interestingly, and this is kind of paradoxical, Trump has also said that he will close loopholes and eliminate deductions that are available only to the very rich, which of course includes him. That resonates positively. Every time we've ever tested the idea of heavier taxes on the rich, Americans say yes. And we have over 60% of Americans who say, yeah, no, that's a good idea.
There's plenty that's paradoxical about Donald Trump, and perhaps that's part of his appeal. Now, regarding tax reform, Republican rival Ted Cruz calls for a 10% flat tax. How does that sound?
We might think that would be popular because all of us at this time of year in particular are struggling with all of the complex, difficult, and arcane tax forms that the IRS puts out. But actually, that tests about the same as the idea of just lowering tax rates for everybody. A little more positive than negative, but a lot of Americans say they don't know. And there's sizable disagreement with the idea of a flat tax as well. So just on the face of it, if Senator Cruz goes out in his campaign speeches and says, I will put in a 10% flat tax, it's getting a fairly, tepid or at least modest positive reaction from the American public.
You cited the IRS, and Ted Cruz wants to abolish that as well as at least 4 departments of government. Good, bad, indifferent?
Boy, those proposals lay an egg. The idea of eliminating the Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Commerce and so forth that Cruz has put forth, 63% of Americans say they disagree with that idea, and actually only 18% agree. So although Americans, and this is what's fascinating, Dave, Americans are very negative about government in general. We've certainly talked about that a lot. Dysfunctional government was the top problem mentioned by Americans through all of 2015, for example, when we ask them each month what's the most important problem. But when it comes down to these kind of specifics, like eliminating departments or abolishing the IRS, which also tests more negative than positive, Americans really pull back. They don't see the sense in that, at least as they've learned about it to date.
Let's dare to look ahead to one hypothetical in November, the front runners. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. You mentioned the unfavorables for Donald Trump. Where does Hillary Clinton come up in that regard?
Her image is more unfavorable than favorable among all Americans as well. By the way, we've been testing Hillary Clinton since 1992, her image, and we've seen it go up and go down over the years. She certainly played very well when she was first lady in the late 90s and her husband was being impeached. She did well when she was a U.S. senator. She did well when she was the Secretary of State. Her image deteriorated when she was running for office in 08, and it's deteriorated again now because it's become politicized. But even with that, her current numbers are 42% favorable, 53% unfavorable among the American public, so that's about a minus 11. But as I mentioned, for Donald Trump, his image is a minus 34, so he has almost a three times as negative an image among all Americans as does Hillary Clinton.
Lots of negativity all around. What does that imply for the potential for a third-party run?
Well, I think certainly that we are in an environment which, when we look at the numbers a lot, reminds us of 1992. And of course, Ross Perot stepped up to the plate at one point. At about this time in 1992, had we been talking, Dave, I would have been pointing out that Ross Perot was ahead of both the Democratic contender, Bill Clinton, and the incumbent president, George H.W. Bush. And of course, Perot, although he dropped out and came back into the race, ended up with 19% of the popular vote in 92. George H.W. Bush ended up not being a very popular candidate at all. So I would say, fast forwarding to today, yes, I think that it would be a propitious time for a well-heeled independent candidate.
Frank, we have a moment left. Take us to school. Where are we going?
Well, we have asked last year at every state in the union, how do you rate your schools? Rate the quality of public education grades K through 12 in your state. And the place you want to be is in the Midwest or in New England. Those are the areas where residents are most positive about their schools. For example, North Dakota at the very top, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. These are the states where residents are most positive about their schools.
Connecting those dots, is there a rhyme or a reason?
Well, that's a good question. And we looked at the data and tried to figure out what might be driving this. Certainly the economy may be part of it. It may be that the states that I just mentioned have, on average, a lower population of immigrants and minorities, which generally speaking can mean lower property taxes and therefore have some difficulties in schooling. But we don't know for sure why. All we know is that these residents in these types of states are the ones who, when we ask them about their schools, say, yeah, our state has great schools.
Does looking at the bottom of the list provide insight?
Very varied. New Mexico is dead last, but that's tied with Nevada. And then Hawaii, actually, although residents are very happy there. We've talked about it. There's a higher well-being in Hawaii than anywhere else. They actually are not very positive about their schools. Louisiana, Arizona, California, these are some other states where people are not as positive about their schools.
Come back to our region.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware are all right about average. I have to say New Jersey squeaks out a win here. 64% of New Jersey residents rate their schools in New Jersey excellent or good. That drops to 59%, 5 points lower in Pennsylvania, and then Delaware is about the same at 58%, and those are in the middle.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.